More now on the prospects for overhauling the tax code. The last time that was done was in the 1980s, and reporter Jeffrey Birnbaum, then of the Wall Street Journal, covered it. With Alan Murray, he wrote the book Showdown at Gucci Gulch about the process by which the 1986 Tax Reform Act was passed. Jeff Birnbaum is now with the Washington Post and joins us. Jeff, when the sun starts setting on the 109th Congress, it will be 20 years since the last big rewrite of the tax code. Do you figure that another equally big tax rewrite is in the cards?
That's not my bet. I don't think the situation is the same, and it's very difficult to get such a major overhaul of the entire income tax code, take on lots of interest to do that. And I think some people now looking back to the 86 Act think that that was maybe once-in-a-lifetime situation, maybe a fluke.
In 1986, the Republicans held the White House and the Senate, and the Democrats had the House. We had divided government in Washington, and still this huge bill was passed. What was working so much on behalf of tax simplification that they could get it through?
Well, I actually think that that division is one of the reasons it happened, that there was a competition between the parties to reform the tax code, which, you might remember, was on the verge of collapse way back then. There was so much tax sheltering that millionaires were paying nothing in taxes. Multi-billion-dollar corporations were getting gigantic refunds from the federal government. People who made the same amount of money were not paying the same amount in taxes. And the voluntary system of paying income taxes was on the verge of collapse. And so reforming the tax code, whatever that was, that word reform, was something that both parties wanted to do, or more importantly, did not want to be accused of stopping. And so whenever one side was able, managed somehow to pass something they called reform, the other side had to take it up for fear of being the opponent of tax reform, which was something that was very much needed back then. And right now, I think a lot of people, of course, are not happy about paying taxes and would like a simpler tax code the way President Bush says he wants. But is the income tax in such dire straits that if you don't reform it, the public might blame you for failing? And I'm not sure that we've reached that threshold.
Tax simplification back in the 80s entailed reducing the number of tax brackets. It meant reducing the number of exemptions to the tax code. Have those grown back since that time?
Oh, yes. Bob Packwood, who was the chairman of the Finance Committee, he was senator from Oregon back then, used to describe the tax code as a shrubbery, that you could prune it back, but it would grow back even fuller after you cut it back. And that's what has happened with the tax code since 86. All those tax breaks that were eliminated or cut back have grown back, and many more have been added as well. And so we have a very full bush, if you will, for the federal income tax right now.
Do we still have what I always think of as the airline ticket problem with federal taxes, which is in the same way that you never assume that the person sitting next to you in an airplane paid remotely close to what you paid for your ticket? Do we assume that the other taxpayer who's filling out his taxes on April 14th is paying about what you're paying for the same income?
Right. We assume that the same problem that existed in the 80s does again exist because of all of these tax breaks that some people take more advantage of than others. That is, that two people who have the same income do not pay the same amount in taxes, which creates an unfairness situation, which is, I think, behind what may happen here, which is some major change in the income tax, but maybe not a complete overhaul, a rewriting of the tax code as there was in 86. The only problem is that what we learned in the 1980s was that you could have simplicity or you could have fairness, but you can't really have both. That fairness is what all of those exemptions and special deals are all about. Simplicity is eliminating all those special deals to make filling out the tax form easier, and that dichotomy, that dilemma, is really what is the central problem, one of the central problems in getting a real tax reform done.
We should add one important distinction here, which is that people see on their paycheck stubs a couple of different or many different deductions for state and local taxes, but also the federal income tax is what we're talking about. Not the payroll tax, not the FICA tax that is deducted from people's salaries.
That's right. The payroll tax would be a separate issue from reforming the income tax. The payroll tax goes to Social Security and part of it also to Medicare. That will be a separate fight in Washington, separate from overhauling the income tax.
Jeffrey Birnbaum of the Washington Post, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.